Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills, and it's Halloween. And you might be able to tell from the sound of my voice that I'm a bit under the weather. It's true. As the weather became more cold, I developed what appears to be a cold. So here we are. Everyone in my family is currently under the weather. It was like dominoes. First there was Teague, and then it was me, and then it was Sonia, and then it was Oscar. And now we're all sick together. And that's fun. Anyway, hey, how's it going? Credit where it's due. That person made that video. Their link to their Instagram account is in the description below. It's only fair to actually move people towards their work if they're interested. Anyway, yeah, I'm congested and feeling a bit foggy in the brain, but hopefully that doesn't matter because all this is a meme show. We can do it no matter what. All right. And we are off to the races. It is Halloween. You guys are there. Yeah, you guys say the contagion myth, and I'm all about that. But there is something. We all got sick at the same time. It's real. So if germ theory is not real, then it was really easy for them to capitalize on the idea that it could be, because when you're sick and you're around other people, they get sick too. It's interesting how that works. Okay. Trick or treat. Help yourself to as many pumpkins. I am a bit foggy today. It's all good. Cool. Here, parents buy a giant bag of candy to give away while sending kids out to collect a giant bag of candy. Shared toxicity. Yeah, okay, I hear you. Shared toxicity. I can see that. And that's what I like to, that's what I'm like telling, that's the positive affirmation I am telling myself as I go through this, is that I'm just detoxifying. So, if nothing else, these new ideas have made my, have given me something, some positivity to implement while feeling sick. All right, moving on. Report, Jesus is aware that your harvest festival is really a Halloween party, guys. Death is imminent. All right, that's ominous, but you're right. It is. Death is one of the only guarantees in life. Unclear why candy manufacturers still making flavors other than green apple. All right. Yeah, there's a chance we'll get some trick-or-treaters during this live stream, which ought to be interesting. With my luck, we will. And that'll be fun. This guy wins some kind of costume contest. Took a few tries. But, he got it. Point made. Whew. This is the sickest I've ever done this show. We'll see what happens. Trick-or-treat in well-lit areas. Definitely inspect all candy. And most importantly, avoid suspicious houses. Hey, Bernie Sanders found out. I heard you're handing out free stuff. Drinking some throat coat tea. Anybody was wondering. The one person out there who's like, what's he drinking? Throat coat tea. Oh, hey, I found my Halloween costume for this year. What Benny won't do to share memes with us. I'll be honest. I was considering bowing out tonight, but there were so many good Halloween memes. I was like, if I don't do the show, then I'm just going to delete these. So I may as well do it. And you know that old phrase, the show must go on. So what's going on? I probably won't do one next week, though. Just heads up. It's my birthday. So, get better soon, Benny. Although, maybe doing a show on my birthday will increase the likelihood of a super chat. Stay tuned. I haven't decided yet. Oh, it mean. Speaking of, thank you for the super chat there, Renegade Investor. Get Benny. Get ready. Get better. Not get Benny. Get better soon, Benny. Love your content. Thank you. I appreciate that. I can't wait to do more content. All right. Instead of carving the jack-o'-lantern myself this year, I poked a bunch of small holes in a pumpkin and stuffed the holes with peanut butter. I then let the squirrels go at it for 2 days. The result is something truly disturbing. By the way, for the fourth or fifth week in a row now, I am sharing a video at the end of this show. Classic Joy Camp called Dial P for Paranoia, which is a spooky video. Stick around until the end. It's a good one. Here's the non-GMO Halloween candy chart, so you know the alternatives are GMO, non-GMO. Make sure you get your handful of dirt and twigs instead of Reese's peanut butter cups, or more importantly perhaps, make sure your razor blade apple is organic. Two other channels killed this week. Schools, please don't send your kids to school with masks on this Halloween as they interfere with their learning environment. Man, yeah, I definitely am congested. This is like the first I've really spoken today, and I'm feeling like I have my hands over my ears, even though they're not. This year for Halloween, I'm dressing up as freedom. This seems to be what people are most afraid of. Change my mind. We're doing it. We're doing it. When they always ask you why you killing them, but they never ask what's killing you. Little Mulder. Little Fox Mulder. What's he writing on the wall there? Redlum. Redlum. I like how Scully's in the background on the couch. That's some good Photoshop. Here's the spider watching me put up spider decorations after slamming a book on his brother just the day before. Oh, we have some trick-or-treaters. Trick-or-treaters. We have some trick-or-treaters. They're coming. Okay, and here is the first in a series. Oh, this is awesome. My room is right next to the front porch, so I can see. They're little Transformers. That's awesome. I was hoping we would get some trick-or-treaters, and we're getting some. Yes, this is live. Take it. Don't leave it. No, only accept it. All right, first in the series of many. Doctor. Serial killer, perhaps? You want to get this costume? I'm going to keep going. Download the memes by signing up for the meme mailing list so you can read all the detail, all the fun bullet points and all these spirit Halloween costume memes. Hypocrite includes dinner reservation at French Laundry. One never-ending state of emergency. Lifetime supply of hair gel. That's pretty good. Does not include accountability or transparency, though. Okay. Billionaire superhero includes believable backstory, media adoration, CIA business card, government contracts sold separately. Here's the grifter. Includes green t-shirt, cargo pants, sneakers. Fed boy comes with Walmart shades, solid color tees, khaki shorts, no-show socks, inability to blend in crowds. I'm blowing through these. Here's the woodshop teacher costume, obviously. This one's a real hit this year. Includes prosthetic bosom, yoga pants, glasses, sneakers, and a face diaper. Here's a little terrorist. Includes truck costume, bicycle horn, mini Trudeau flag. Does not include bouncy castle. We're just going to plow right through these. Here's the privileged white cis male costume from Spirit Halloween Store. Includes virtual signaling cape, an N95 mask, one more booster than anyone else ever will ever have, a sense of superiority, obviously, mansplaining prompts, and this is the best part, a teeny weenie included in the package. Here's the plague doctor, mask, cape, lantern, etc. You get it. You can read these on your own when you download the memes tomorrow by signing up for the meme mailing list, link in the description below. Here's the gender pretender. This is a good one. Includes dress, wig, rope, pronoun card. You can wear this then in public in any other day than Halloween too. You can just keep on wearing this if this is, you know, if you like it. And you'll just get respect everywhere you go. In fact, you can demand it. Hey, Carrie, $20. Wow, thank you so much, Carrie. Carrie, graduate of Parhesia Season 4. Stellar student. Here's the sexy conspiracy theorist. Includes tinfoil hat, tinfoil underwear, sexy lingerie, and a brain. Hey, fully functional. Great. Here's the recreational paranoia enthusiast. tinfoil hat and EMF reader, of course. Building 7 video. debunking all of immunology seminar series, of course. Hate for science, unless it's science proving their point. Joe Rogan subscription. And being right about 10%, so they'll never stop. Never. Hey, are you familiar with Made by Jim Bob? Of course I'm familiar with Made by Jim Bob. Yes, I've used, excuse me, many memes on the show. He actually memed me once, which I was honored by. Home Invader. If you guys are into the current news cycle, two hammers, underwear, gay pride, weed flag, lube. Listen, I saw some people commenting before the show about Hammer Time. I found out about this story too late, so this is probably all you're going to get today. Wood chipper. This is a pretty extensive costume. It includes the local registry list, addresses, places of work and worship, Hillary Clinton and Podesta emails, and the Epstein Maxwell client list. Boom. This can be yours by going to the Spirit Halloween store. Total Trump supporter, though. Who's a Trump? You're not calling me a Trump supporter, are you? Listen, I know I pick on the left a lot, but I'm certainly not on the right as a result. Right, just been clearing that up. Here's the carnivore costume. What does it include? Superiority complex, meat sweats, misplaced eating disorders, studies, ignoring root causes, testosterone-induced rage attacks, also known as manliness, hidden perversion. Ooh, what is that? What does that look like? You have to open up to find out. The hammer guy. Oh, I see. Okay. The hammer guy's a Trump supporter. Of course he is. The circus of news. But not to be outdone by the vegan costume. Everybody gets picked on today, folks. It is what it is. Comedy is supposed to pick on everybody. Vegan. Mood disorders, B12 supplements, studies, misplaced empathy, soy-sized gonads, how-to manual, criticizing others, and self-sabotage guide. So you get both. You can be the vegan or the carnivore this year by going to Spirit Halloween store. What else we got? We got the Portland roommate. Okay, what does she include? Blue hair plus the sock name tag. A septum piercing, obviously. Doc Martin's tutorial explaining why being asked to pay rent is offensive. Does not include the rich parents. That's the in addition version. Here's the spiritual influencer. I am feeling better already. Thank you, Robert. Jesus wig, toxic positivity, good looks, which are parent funded, hidden depression, authentic BO, etc., etc. Ego, self-awareness not included. All right. And then, of course, my dad. There's my dad costume. We got through them. A lot of these memes going around, obviously. Those were some of the ones that caught my eye. Hey, are you wearing the Spirit Halloween meme template? I sure am. Boom. You can just make it layered. Layer upon layer. In the meme world. In reality. What am I even saying? I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's Halloween. Here's Twitter employees leaving after Elon Musk fires them. On the way out the building. Uh-oh. Whatever button she chooses, there will be a reaction. The Karen trigger. Which vowel is it? The memes meme themselves. They sure do. Ah. when you realize that you that your Tesla helped Musk buy Twitter. What a shame. When Twitter employees demand they get to keep their jobs, what's Elon's reaction? Living in North Idaho, are you buying all your milk from Owen Benjamin? Fun fact, when I get milk from Owen Benjamin, I get it for free. I mean that. We offer to pay, but he doesn't let me pay. That's a true fact. All right. Heartbroken, progressives forced to resort to old-fashioned technique of just not reading tweets they don't like. Here's me and the boys searching for a fuck to give after Elon Musk finally buys Twitter. Who's with me? I'm one of those guys. Who are the other two guys sitting there with me? Where is that F-U-C-K? Breaking news, the Empire will be breaking all ties with Kanye West. I'm drinking this tea really fast. I'm drinking so many liquids. So much liquids. So much liquid. So much liquid. I'm drinking so much liquid today. Kanye, incinerated by Jewish space laser. They got him. Here's the new 2022 Booster Barbie Pfizer edition. CDC be like, correlation does not equal causation. Can ye withstand us? Ooh, can ye withstand us? That's good. I like your, how you play with words there. Uh-oh, Trump sneaks back into White House by dressing up as trans TikTok star. We're getting through it. No comment from me, just the meme. Has anybody seen the new Beavis and Butthead movie? Is it worth watching? As a child of the 90s, I did enjoy Beavis and Butthead as a show and the movie Beavis and Butthead to America. I saw it in the theater. Ooh, and powerful call for nation to calm down. Biden falls asleep. Very good. This guy, Fetterman, Pennsylvania Senate candidate, reminds everyone that Fetterman is the name of the doctor who created him, not his actual name. Yes, Beavis and Butthead, good. Oh, all right, thank you. Very straightforward. Man, a few words. Bring me the Spider-Man. Only true patriots will have this flag in their yard. Barry McCockiner for governor. Re-elect Barry McCockiner for governor. Do the right thing. Get the job done. Barry McCockiner, 2022. Does Owen have cows now? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I've given the election a lot of thought, and I'm going to vote for tacos, tamales. Republicans, Democrats, tale of 2 years, 2 different years, 2003. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Fast forward to 2022. If you're not with Ukraine, you're with the Russians. Funny how that works. Here's the new LEGO City Kiev edition. Complete with the LEGO green screen. Uh-oh. Noriega, Saddam Hussein, Bin Laden, Gaddafi. All former allies of the United States extending a hand to a current ally of the United States. Another X-Files meeting tonight. Am I interrupting anything important? Impossible. I work for the government. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't need that brain. No thanks. I support the government. You can keep that. That's only good for hate speech and bigotry, conspiracy. YouTube asks us, can you spot the manipulation? Hey, look, there it is. The I don't know why my kids are always sick starter pack. Vice, then versus now. This one really, yeah. I used to really like Vice when it first came out. Now we'll go to the most war-torn places on Earth to expose the dirty politics. Now, 10 reasons why SpongeBob is homophobic. Yeah. Being dependent on your husband who loves you. This is patriarchy and misogyny. Please stop it. Meanwhile, being dependent on your employer who hates you. Wow! Empowerment. Vice really lives up to their name now. I guess that's true. Me, I hope my electricity bill isn't too high. Uh-oh. Okay, movie idea. A 90s bully is sent into the future to present to a school full of trans people, TikTokers, and diversity. What do you think? Important reminder, we're not as divided as the AI bots make us think we are. The AI bots, eh? But this is all you need to know. Freedom is the greater good. That feeling when knee surgery is tomorrow. 25 best knee surgery memes. I'm gonna fucking die disease. Symptoms. One nostril is blocked at night when you go to sleep. When you're so high on dentist gas, the water buffalo of drugs visits you. We're almost there. Home stretch. It's all fun and games from here on out. And then a great video to round things off, to finish things off. What in the world is that? That is... you know, a dentist thing. just flip backwards. He found me crying. He crew too. We both crowed. I did actually LOL when I found this meme. Hey, not having enough stress and frustration in his life? Man decides to start following sports. Here's Milli Vanilli watching people get famous for lip-syncing on TikTok. Can you perform under pressure? No, but I can try Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh man, we're almost there. It's going really well. I feel good. I don't feel great. I don't feel good physically, but I feel good emotionally. My brain literally stops working when this happens. You might be a boomer if... Just saying. When the water bottle on the nightstand pops. Hey, you know, living in Ohio is actually pretty nice. I like it here, says Chris, age 23. I've never been to Ohio. True. Guy, hello, 911. I'm dying. Oh, 911, let me see. What? What meme are you looking at? Guy, no, I'm literally dying. LMAO, tag me. So silly. So silly. Oh, Roku unveils even tinier remote. Great. How small can they go? Cleveland, Ohio balloon launch from 1986 on YouTube for a funny laugh. There you go. You know what you're going to watch next. Cutting bell peppers and adding googly eyes is bound to heal your soul a little. Just give it a try. Cool. Cool, cool. Cool, cool. Whoa. Imagine getting T-boned and the f***ing Terminator steps out in slippers and a leather jacket. Whoa. Just another day in LA. How the fuck a computer gonna ask me if I'm a robot? What the fuck are you a robot? That's true. When your friend takes their glasses off. Ah, that's good. Nobody and their cats. Here's a dead mouse. Here's the Rothschilds making my engine light come on every time I think I'm getting ahead financially. Yep. Jesus says, we'll take 12 waters, please. LOL. Very funny, Jesus. Very funny. Classic prank. When you're finally feeling good about yourself and somebody says, you look tired. Oh, this has happened to me. I think we've all been there. You look tired. I'm feeling great. I got 10 hours sleep. I don't think I've ever said I got 10 hours sleep. I don't know why that was what I said, but if I get 6.5 hours sleep, I'm like, yes, these days. Just one more video and I'll go to sleep. Me at 3 a.m. Yeah, that's the thing. Not that I want to watch the history of the McRib, but I still like YouTube. I'm not gonna lie. YouTube has so much strange and wonderful content on it. That is not a McRib. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Didn't know we had some McRib experts in the house tonight. All right. Here's me returning to the party after secretly throwing up. I think this is it. And finally, one day you're young, the next you're sitting at the edge of your bed like this. That is so funny. All right. All right, those aren't fun to play. Great. That's it. Happy Halloween. Those are the memes for this October 31st, 2022. Halloween memes. Hey, I haven't said this in a while. If you want to send me memes, you can by sending them to memes@bennywills.com, the email address that's on the screen during the slideshow. Anyway, I'm not feeling great, so I'm going to not talk as much as I usually do, which some of you probably might enjoy or probably appreciate. And I'm going to go right to the video that I have set up for you. So watch it. Don't go. It's good. It's a classic joy cam called Dial P for Paranoia. Woo! On this spooky Halloween evening. Or maybe if you're somewhere else in the world, it's already November 1st. You'll still like it. All right, here I go. Thanks for being here, everybody. Much love, and I will see you maybe next week. It is my birthday, November 7th, 1 week from today. My birthday is always 1 week after Halloween. Sometimes it's on Election Day, which is not cool. But regardless, it's in 1 week. All right, here's the video. Much love. I'll see you all very soon.
You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality.
I know what tyranny means. I know the bankers are putting poison in our food and water. I know they're carrying out New World Order. You know what it's like to gut up to this and go out every day and go past the peer pressure and come out day one and say 9/11 was an inside job?
I told you to stop watching that stuff, man. It's gonna make you paranoid.
You have to go to bed. You're freaking out, man.
and to the left. Back and to the left.
Whatever it takes to gain our liberties and freedom back.
There's a new video this morning that some say may be proof we're not alone in the universe. A UFO in the form of a bright light is seen to...
I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value!
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.